With campaign season drawing to a close in a month, Republican Matt Bevin and Democrat Jack Conway spent much of the hour rehearsing what have become routine answers on issues ranging from pension reform to drug testing for welfare recipients, often couching personal and political attacks inside their questions for one another. Weighing in on two issues dominating the current news cycle, gun control and Planned Parenthood, the candidates found themselves at odds over what Bevin characterized as a question of values. Asked if mass shootings like the recent Roseburg, Oregon incident demand legislative action, the Republican, who is a concealed carry gun owner, suggested doing away with gun-free zones in what he called target-rich environments for people who are mentally unbalanced.
I do believe just as we made changes to the cockpits of our airliners, we should make changes to protect the most vulnerable, which is our young people in the schools they go to every day.
Hesitant to endorse any new gun laws, Conway instead recommended beefing up enforcement for existing rules and making sure the mentally ill make it onto the registry. But as for schools,
I don't think we ought to arm our teachers. And when you're talking about within being a few hundred feet of schools, let's let school resource officers or sworn law enforcement officers protect our kids. But let's not ask our teachers to take guns into the classrooms.
It's voluntary.
On the emotionally charged debate over Planned Parenthood, the contenders also briefly locked horns.
You also have taken thousands of dollars from Planned Parenthood and have refused in this very same debate you just referred to say that you would defund Planned Parenthood in this state.
And when it comes to Planned Parenthood, I have been clear. I do not support any public funding for abortions. And when I'm governor, I will not support any public funding for abortions. End of story.
Noticeably absent from the debate, any prolonged discussion of Connect, the state's health insurance exchange, and a third podium. Quizzed on his thoughts, the always quip-ready independent Drew Curtis had this assessment.
If I had a table in front of me to repeatedly bang my forehead against the entire hour, I would have absolutely been doing that.
The most recent poll shows Conway hanging on to a slim lead over Bevin with just a month to go before voters cast their ballots. In Danville, I'm Josh James reporting.